Hello, neighbors. Welcome to Fit to Eat, the Newfoundland Labrador Farm and Food Show. I'm Ivan Emke, your host. This is the first episode of our second season. Yippee! But first, a confession. I like cheese quite a bit. It's a grand food. It's at the very front of the line for dairy products, in my view. As food author Gigi Berardi wrote, milk wants to be cheese. It begins to sour soon after it leaves the udder, unless you refrigerate it. Thus, making cheese is simply an extension of a natural process. And I like all kinds of cheese, whether it's from cows or goats or water buffalo or yaks or even sheep. I'm still trying to score a chunk of moose cheese, but that's hard to come by. If it's local, that's even better. I'm not alone in this. You've likely already felt the palpable excitement in the air when a new food production establishment sets up in your region. But when it's a cheesemaker, well, that's a whole other level of bliss.
I'm hoping that I can get this up to 300-400. That's hoping. That depends on the market. And right now we're just into the cream cheese, right? Yeah. And we got plans. We're going to try the fluid milk and see how that works out.
My daughter and I still work full-time jobs, Monday to Friday, and so the cheese making is evenings and weekends.
This is quite the hobby.
Yes, time-consuming.
Some people do jigsaw puzzles.
Right?
She's not always that smiley and happy. There's a lot of work that people do not realize. You know, you can't just go out and buy 10 goats and a bucket, you know, and make cheese. It's not going to work, right? You can have bad days at this as well as anything, right? But, you know, a bad day in the farm is better than a good day where?
In the office.
In the office.
Today, I visit Eighth Day Acres, which has been selling goat cheese since late 2019. I visited not long after that, and just a bit before COVID became a thing. It was a lazy Sunday afternoon in midwinter. Well, lazy for me, but not for my guests, because I catch up with them at their goat barn. It's a chilly day amidst the rolling hills of the Cormac region, one of the breadbaskets of the island, which now has cheese to go with that bread. Come on into the barn with us.
Karen and Bill Bennett, and we're in Cormac. We got Eighth Day Acres Farm, dairy goat dairy herd.
Is there a short way to explain how you got here?
How I got here.
Have you been farming long?
Been farming for years, but not on our own, right?
Yeah.
And I mean years, like way back with the Upwards and the Taylors and, you know, Rodoots right on down the line, right? But I wanted to get into something, you know, full-time more or less. And we looked at this, what, Karen?
Five years ago.
Anything about goats that attracted you? You just thought there's not a goat?
Well, I always liked the dairy, right?
Okay.
I always liked the dairy part of it. And, I mean, to get into dairy now to buy quota.
It's a bit tough.
Oh, it's big bucks, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then it's just what you got to go through to get in, right? And there's no quota to this system, so that's the way we went. I saw it, said, that's it, we're doing it.
So 4 or 5 years ago, and it's just smooth sailing from then to now, right?
No, not so much at all.
Well, if we started off, this was a dairy barn that was out the road about 2 miles. We tore it down, moved it in here in a pickup, and we stuck it back up.
You moved it in a pickup. This is a pretty big barn
here. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it came.
That's a big pickup.
It came in a pickup, yeah.
A lot of loads.
A lot of loads, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was basically the first year, and what we had then, maybe 10, 8 or 10.
8 or 10 goats, yeah.
And we just kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. When was it last year? We went up and bought 60 more, was it?
More in Ontario last year. We started out with Nova Scotia. First time we saw goats, we went to Fox Hollow Dairy in Middle Muscadabit, and they were really good to us.
Yeah.
They showed us around, told us the do's and don'ts of getting this going, and we stayed there for a couple weeks of summertime, and they came over here, and we also talked to, who else was it in Nova Scotia?
Well, you were talking to Randy and Cheryl.
We visited those as well. And even people in Ontario, they've helped us tremendous.
So what breed goats do you have?
This is a mixed breed. Now, most of them are the Seinen or Sonnen, whatever way you want to pronounce it. There's some Alpine in with them, and then, of course, there's some mixed breeds. There's probably 2 Nubians there.
How many do you have in here at the moment?
They're somewhere around 130, 140, something. That's dry goats, baby goats.
Yeah, the whole...
Milk goats, whole all of them, yeah.
Is that where you're wanting to be, or you have
No?
Okay.
I'm hoping that I can get this up to 300-400. That's hoping. That depends on the market, and right now we're just into the cream cheese, right?
Yeah.
and we got plans. We're going to try the fluid milk, see how that works out. Yeah. And you're going to do the...
We're actually going to Ontario now in April, end of April, to do a five-day cheese workshop to learn how to make different cheeses and just learn a bit more about it and the science of it and everything else. Yeah. So to get more knowledge in that, and then we're going to do fluid milk and more cheeses and hopefully yogurt and ice cream.
So had you been making cheese before you had goats?
No.
Nope.
Nothing. Me and my daughter went to PEI and did a two-day cheese workshop just to get an idea of what to do and following YouTube. And we did learn a lot just in that 2 days, but it was just for the one kind of cheese.
And the response seems to have been pretty good for your cheese.
It's been really good. We've been really amazed with the local support. Everybody has been supporting us, and now Coleman's has got it into 5 of their stores across Newfoundland. And we've got it, and well, farmer markets are closed now, but it was in a few farmers markets, and they'll take it again in the summer.
What does it feel like to be the province's largest goat dairy? Well, the only goat dairy.
The only goat dairy. Pretty exciting to be the first creamery, goat creamery as well.
Yeah.
It took a lot to get us here, but it is starting to pay off and be rewarding.
Who are your customers? Do they come because they, you know, they're lactose intolerant for cow milk or whatever? Are they just curious?
The thing is, a lot of people are curious. When we were at the Fall Fair, a lot of people were coming in and saying they never tried it before and they wanted to try it, and they were really surprised how good it was. They thought it was a different taste. Yeah. A lot of people want to be more healthy, especially the younger generation. They're all about local and being more healthy and conscious about that. So it's a wide range of people that's buying it. And everybody loves goats because they're so cute.
They are cute, yeah. And they're easy to look after, right?
Well, you see that? That's where they're chewing their way out through the wall, right?
Tough to get through that steel. But you know.
They're easier than a cow in the fact that you can get in with them and move and they'll chase you around and playful. Yeah. But now
they'll eat your clothes, your coat, your pants.
And they like to nibble. My sense is they have more of a personality than a cow, though. And this is the dairy farmer's going to hate that, but I think they
do.
So just me.
A lot of people, even a lot of the people with the dairy systems, the dairy setup, like their goats are part of the family kind of deal, right? They, you know, they name them and this and that and whatnot, right?
One of the big things we've been talking about has been secondary production of foods here.
Yeah.
Not just in terms of milk, but, you know, vegetables and so on. What's your advice to anybody who's interested in getting into something like this?
It's a lot of work. Yeah. There's no way around it. Like, we started from square one. Maybe if somebody already had a barn and some land or whatnot, right?
Yeah.
And it could be easier in that way, but you got to follow the rules. There's no way around it. Like, if you got to have a certain kind of siding inside, like we had to do inside the creamery, right? You got to be all inspected in certain siding and certain drains and certain electrical and everything down the line. And you just got to do it.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be done overnight.
No.
It's going to take years. Years.
Well, this is it. We couldn't hire contractors and you know, go out and say, go out and do this and go out and do that. We had to do one thing at a time. When that was done, okay, then tackle the next one, right?
See, for the public, they might say, all of a sudden there's a goat dairy and poof, and you're up and running.
No, definitely not.
2015, I think we got our business plan. So it took at least 5 years to get to this point.
Was there any point where you thought maybe it wouldn't happen?
Oh, more than one point.
I think more on my end, because I was more worried than he was.
Yeah.
But there was definitely a lot of times that was so stressful that, oh my God, we are going to get there.
And the fact that there's no other goat dairy here... You had to go to other provinces to get sort of that advice. And is it true with the regulations, too? Because we're still sort of figuring that out. Or do we just borrow them from other provinces, I guess?
Well, they basically got the regulations. I'm following a lot of the cow dairy regulations, more or less, right? And the regulations are there. Now, you can get into to the gray area, what's federal, what's provincial, you know, whatnot, back and forth, right?
Yeah.
But we were kind of following Nova Scotia and Ontario because, you know, I was getting the regulations and...
there's lots of goat dairies there, and they're selling all
the... Basically, that's what I was going by, and when it came to, like, the food-grade siding and, you know, the slope you had to have on your floor for your drains and all of this, where you needed drains in your cooler and certain... where the cooler had to be placed and all this kind of stuff. It was all regulations that are there in the federal side of it, right?
Yeah.
But we were only provincial, so we were kind of in that catch-22 place where we didn't know really what to do, right? But they did work with us. We had a couple of them working with us, and we got it figured out, and it took a while.
Is there some music I should use underneath this somewhere?
God, I don't know.
Whatever you think.
Like, some dairy farms have a radio on. I don't hear a radio on here. I don't know if goats really care for music as much as cattle do.
No, that's basically me. Drove home from BC one time, never turned radio on. Just quiet.
Whatever you think there.
Alas, it can be dangerous to leave musical choices up to me. Who knows what I may find? If I put goat into my brain, here's an example of what comes out the other end. Don't say I didn't warn you.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, oddlay, oddlay, ee-hoo. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, oddlay, oddlo. Folks in a town that was quite remote heard, lay, oddlay, oddlay, ee-hoo. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat herd, lay, oddlay, oddlo. Prince on the bridge of a castle moat heard lay, oddlay, oddlay, ee-hoo.
Men on a road with a load to tote heard lay, oddlay, oddlay.
Men in the midst of a toppled doat heard lay, oddlay, oddlay, ee-hoo.
Men drinking beer with a foam afloat heard lay, oddlay, oddlay. One little girl in a pale pink coat heard lay, oddlay, oddlay, ee-hoo.
She yodeled back to the lonely goat heard lay, oddlay, oddlay.
Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat heard lay, oddlay, oddlay, ee-hoo. What a duet for a girl and goat heard lay, oddlay, oddlay.
Okay, better exit stage left before this gets a bit too strange. Yodeling is one thing, but we all know what that kind of thing can lead to. This song is from a musical, after all. That was The Lonely Goat Herd from the soundtrack of the famous movie The Sound of Music. It was sung by Julie Andrews and a chorus of others. Let's head back to the goat barn and our chat with Bill and Karen Bennett.
Where does Eighth Day come from?
Our daughter. We couldn't come up with a name, and Amanda was coming up with all these names. And then one day she said, Eighth Day Acres. I don't know if you're familiar with, on the eighth day, God created farmer.
Okay.
When she heard that saying, that was it. There was no change in her mind. It had to be Eighth Day Acres.
Yeah. So it's not after the Beatles song, Eight Days a Week.
Yeah, it could be for that, too. If we need 8 days a week.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. So you milk once a day, twice a day?
Twice a day.
Yeah. What is the average, what does a goat give in milk?
That can go anywhere from a liter a day to maybe four. And if you're getting four, you're doing extremely well.
So you're talking quantity is very different than your Holstein.
Holstein up to 30 and 40.
What's the milk fat on your goat?
I don't know what the last report was. It's somewhere around five, four, four
okay.
point.
4 or 5. Yeah.
Now, I guess it can go higher too, right? But in the summertime, on really good pasture and whatnot, right?
You have fields around here, so you'll do some hay in the summertime, and that's what they can be eating right now?
That's exactly what they're eating.
Are they high maintenance and you need to ship in other feed or anything like that? Are goats pretty...
No, well, I got the goat ration that we're getting. We got to get that come in from Nova Scotia, right? Now, there was no goat ration that I could find in this area anyway, right?
Are there other people starting to follow you? Do you know of other people thinking about...
A lot of people asking questions.
They're asking questions?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, you learn a lot just by doing it, right? And the little ones are a massive amount of work.
How so?
They're almost like children. They can't get a cold. They can't this. They can't, you know.
And they're taken from their moms as soon as they're born. Yeah. And they're put into another room. Then they're fed all their mom's milk. So we got to take it out and feed them in bottles.
So that's a lot of work,
especially when you've got like 100 babies.
And if one is a little sickly, does it end up in your house back behind the
stove? Yeah, we've had quite a few goats in the house.
I grew up in the wintertime. Lambs always behind the stove.
Yes.
When we were in the other house, it was more than one spent the night by the wood.
So.
But they're pretty resilient then after?
Once they hit a certain number of weeks, like if you can get to basically 8 or 10 weeks, they take off then on their own more or less. They're pretty touchy until that time.
I mean, we're really trying to get a lot of young farmers or second career farmers or whatever into it. Do you have any advice you'd give to people?
There's a lot of things once you start to do something like this, you just got to do it.
Be patient. Think it's going to happen overnight.
Yeah,
but the time,
energy,
money, you got to put it all up front first, and it's going to take time, and it's going to be a lot of work. But if you really want it...
But while you're being patient, you need to survive somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, once you got into the fourth year, this was becoming extremely stressful in that situation.
Yeah,
exactly what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
The bills were starting to pile up, and... And at that time, when this started, I started milking these the 25th of April last year. And I had dumped the milk until September. Yeah. So I lost the best part of this lactation on this whole herd, right?
That was still had to feed them.
Oh, yes.
Right? And you still had all your bills coming in, but nothing coming in because it was all being poured out on the ground, which was really heartbreaking.
Oh, back in the day, you'd have a few pigs or something. Was getting into the stores a difficult thing, or is there an appetite from retailers to get some local things?
It was actually, Coleman's was right there on board. It was really easy. We were really pleasantly surprised at that part. Like, they came to us, and I contacted them about 3 years ago when we planned to do this.
Yeah, well, we were chasing them.
Yeah, say it was easy, I guess it was easy at the end, because I did start about 3 years ago. And speaking to them on and off over 3 years and kept them updated of how far we're into the business. And so then when we had it ready, they've already been in contact for 3 years, right? Yeah. So when we actually got the product, it was a really good process. It was easy.
Yeah. One of the biggest problems we had, and even talking to the government officials and whatnot, was the lack of information on this particular setup, right? Yeah. Like, goat milk products. We couldn't bring in proof of sales. We couldn't bring in proof of what people wanted because there's none there. It's not listed. It's not in any government agencies. It's just not out there. So we're going to create it.
Even though grocery stores could say, well, they've had goat milk cheese for a while, they sell some.
The food chains really don't want to tell you what they're selling.
No, they don't.
That's their business.
It's proprietorial because some other food chain will find out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And not only that, I mean, when you're bringing it in, you got to charge more. So people would have to pay a lot higher than what they got to pay locally. And different product. Obviously, if we're making it here and it's on store shelves within 3 days, it's a lot fresher than what you got to wait to get it shipped in. And Coleman's could call us today, they need stuff tomorrow, it's there tomorrow. Yeah. You don't have to wait for that week to get it here.
So you do cheese like twice a week or something, or how often?
I do cheese. Me and my daughter make the cheese. We do it usually twice a week. It is a 3-day process.
Okay.
So the first night you put your milk in, you add your cultures, and you run it. Yep. You got to sit for 24 hours. Then the next night you do the next step. You got to bag it and weigh it. Then the next night, the third night, you're flavoring it and packaging it. So it is a 3-day complete process. Yep. So it takes 3 days. And on the fourth day, you don't do anything with the milk. But then on the next day, you start all over again.
So you basically have some cheese on the go
all the time.
In between that, you got to package it and sell it.
Yes. Then you got to sell it and deliver it, right? It's nonstop.
Maybe it should have been called fourth day.
Yes. Yes, every fourth day.
Your cheese is ready.
Yes, on the fourth day. And we get to stop for a minute, or I do, maybe.
Yeah. Do you find yourself eating a lot of cheese these days? Just
yes.
to test it,
yes,
to see.
Yes, absolutely,
Are there five flavors?
Six.
Six flavors,
What's
the
one
that's plain?
One is plain.
Plain and then five flavors.
Six,
Does anything surprise you about what people really prefer in terms of flavor?
It's kind of funny. It changes. At Christmas time, it was cranberry cinnamon.
Oh, yeah,
that flew off the shelves. First, peppercorn was seen flying off the shelf. Now it seems like chives after Christmas, and onion. Yeah. And I tell you, they all really sell well.
Are there any farmers around here starting to grow things that you think maybe you could use?
I want to use local cranberries, but they're not dried.
We need
dried cranberries.
Secondary production again.
Yes, exactly.
If they dry them.
If they had that'd be great.
Time for another musical break. Let's see what else I can find in my CD collection that has goat in the title somewhere. This is a little closer to home.
'Twas in the town of St. John's, it was there I chanced to dwell. When night by night was playing in a pub, you all know well. I met a girl from Cavernier who said she liked to dance. And if I knew just what to do, then maybe I'd have a chance. I asked if she was partial to the jigs or to the rails. I was a particular fancy for kicking up her head. The melody and the singing of the note, but her particular fancy was the rhythm of the goat. Be rubbing down in the doubt to the end of me, rubbing down in the doubt of. Be rubbing down in the doubt to the end of me, rubbing down in the doubt of. I asked if there was a particular tune that she might like to hear. I'd play it on me mandolin, me banjo, or my guitar. I'd play it on me fiddle around me, whistle note for note. All she said she wanted to hear was the rhythm of the goat.
That's a song called The Rhythm of the Goat, which makes reference to the beat of the Bowron, the Irish drum, which keeps the rhythm of a trad band, if you're lucky, and it was often made out of goat hide. The band here was the Navigators. I'm speaking today with Karen and Bill Bennett of Eighth Day Acres, a goat farm and creamery and cheese-making facility in Cormac.
Did you always like goat cheese, or why goats? I'm not saying, I mean, they're lovely creatures, really,
but... I think goats because it was something new for here, yeah. And I never even tried goat cheese before that, before we started talking about goat cheese. Yep. And when we first got the goats, we weren't planning on doing cheese. We were going to do fluid milk.
Yes.
Yeah. That was our first plan. And then more research we did, we thought cheese would be the better avenue to go.
Yeah, and this could have probably threw a stick into everything too, because when we were telling like the government officials more or less that yep. we were going, it was yep. going to be fluid yep. milk, right? Yep. And the cheese is the better product, you yep. know, for steady, consistent, right?
Yeah.
Fluid milk, we're hoping to get into that too.
Yep. And cheese got a longer shelf life yep. than milk. I mean, you got milk, you got to sell it right away.
And I would suspect that there are more people who eat goat cheese than who drink goat milk, liquid milk.
Yes, and then when we were researching, that's what we found, so that's what we decided, we'd go in with the cheese. So then we had to do the cheese processing plant, which we didn't anticipate first. So that was something else we had to build and get all the equipment for that yeah. before we can get started. Yeah.
So when you get up to 300, your plant is big enough to handle the milk from all that?
No.
The cheese? No.
And we'll have to build on or build
oh, really?
The plant.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's
yeah.
this is an incremental process. Yes. You're not
yes.
done yet.
No, God, no.
We started small just to get on the market.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
And financially, obviously. Yeah. But we started small, but we got plans to go much bigger.
So a liter of milk makes how much cheese, usually?
More, isn't it?
It can, depending yeah. on what they're eating, the yeah. fat content of it. And
okay.
And then you can get into, what's the one where you're making the cheese at the whey?
Yes, there's another cheese that you okay. can make at the whey. So that's something yeah. else we want to get into.
So then you can
yeah.
raise
it again.
Yeah, you're
not throwing away your whey. Right now, our right. whey is going down the drain.
As it is in many places.
Right.
Yeah.
Can it be used for a byproduct for anything? Like some places use it to sour food, like they drink whey
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You'd have to push people to get
I think
yeah.
that, yeah.
Right now, the two calves are enjoying it.
The calves are, okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
And so at least it's not, you know, just gone, right?
Do people have all kinds of suggestions about what kind of flavors you should have? Everybody knows your business better than you.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that ask them for different flavors, but, and like, you can only do it so many first.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we made a couple samples, more than what we're selling now, for people to try, yeah. and we just decided on the six that we went with to start.
Yeah. For people who don't know much about farming in terms of whether you can just quit your jobs and
oh,
go
God,
do it.
No.
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 You can't just quit your jobs,
no.
even a dairy like this.
No. My daughter and I still work full-time jobs, Monday to Friday, and so the cheese making is evenings and weekends.
This is quite the hobby.
Yes. Time-consuming.
Some people do jigsaw puzzles.
Right?
She's not always that smiley and happy.
That's not what you're supposed to say.
Is there a point, like in the business plan, where this will be everything that you need in order to survive?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I retire in 5 years,
okay.
so then I've got all day to be here.
Yeah.
And that would be my plan. And like I said earlier, my grandson was of what led me to this as well. When he was about two and yeah. being in there with the goats, he absolutely loved it. And I thought, what an awesome place for our grandchildren to grow up. So when I retire, I'd like to be here more with yeah. the grandkids and doing a lot more farming and just being here and making cheese and doing other yeah. stuff.
There's a lot of work that people do not realize.
We, yeah.
You know, you can't just go out and buy 10 goats and a yeah. bucket, you know, and make cheese. It's not going to work, right? You got to have land, you got to have hay, you got to have grain, you got to have equipment.
You got to have money.
Got money for that.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We got no money left.
It takes a lot of money to get this up and running.
Yeah.
I think I was more in the dark. I think, well, Bill worked farming his whole life,
yeah.
so I think
yeah.
he was more aware of what had to be done and what had to be spent than I did. I was
yeah.
kind of like in awe, like, yeah. oh, my God.
Yeah. So they're milked by milk machines? They're
yeah.
not like sort of, there's some hand labor involved in that, or is it?
Well, you put them on, take them off.
But
you're not milking them out like, you know, the old fashioned.
So you don't have to finish them off or anything else?
No.
Yeah, okay.
When they're done, you have to take them. Now, in most of the dairy barns now, they got automatic takeoffs.
So, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But One thing about it, you put them on, when you get to the end, you start taking them off. And then it's just a...
Oh, it's fast, yeah.
It's only a 2 or 3 minute process and they're done, right? Yeah.
Now, goats have a reputation for being a little bit frisky.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Is that true when you're milking them as well?
Yeah, can be.
But as you get to know them and they get to know you, has it changed over this year? Like, do you find it easier to milk?
Oh, first when we started, they used to come in the parlor and they were going out under the fence and out over the top. And, I mean, because they can go anywhere. And that was crazy for quite a while. But they're calmed down now. Like, everybody knows where they're going. And they'll still pile up, but they'll arrange themselves eventually, right?
So what's your favorite local food? It doesn't have to be goat cheese, but, you know, some Newfoundland Labrador food. What do you like?
His would be beef.
Beef?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Newfoundland beef?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's a couple over right there. But they're too tiny yet. Yeah, I'm big on beef. Always was. We had beef years ago. Father did, right?
What about you? What's your favorite?
My favorite is chicken.
Chicken?
Yep, I love chicken. And we try to buy all local vegetables, of course. Yeah. But and potatoes for him. He's got to have potatoes every day, so.
Oh, I see.
But I'm more of a chicken. I love poultry. Oh, and that's another thing, eggs. We eat a lot of eggs.
You want eggs, yeah.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. Cormac is a really interesting example of an area that was opened up for agriculture, what, 1948 or whatever. Not that long ago, really.
No, it's not.
Were your family part of some of the original folks who came in?
Not original, not the war veterans, right? Yeah. But what year was the father bought our place out there? I guess that was in 68, I believe. I think it was 1 year after they put the power up.
So the first farmers came out and there was no power?
No insulation in the homes. They were
No insulation. So they just cut a path in the woods?
Yep, that was basically it, yeah.
There's your house.
They were given so many chickens and a cow and stuff or something, weren't they, I believe?
I think so. I think it was something about some money for a four-room house or something like that. I remember
they had a four-room house. You guys, because they bought the farm after, obviously. Okay. They were the originals. Yeah. But it wasn't much done to it when you guys bought it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. So many acres of land.
Yeah. Everybody was given a section of the war veterans, I guess, right?
But, I mean, a lot of agriculture here in this province is kind of hidden in a way. You don't see it on the main roads very much. There's a few, but not much. And I think people would be surprised at how much agriculture there is coming back that road and then on the side roads and so on.
Yeah, you don't see it. You don't see it. There's fields and fields all over the place, right? Yeah. But you don't see them. You drive through and you'll see whatever's right on the main drag, right? But and then you can go in through a field and that could go for miles. Right. Yeah. You know, not in my case so much, but the other farmers got them, right?
Well, thanks so much for taking the time out of...
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
You're not just sitting having a nap.
No, never.
Sunday afternoon, this is where I'm at anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeding the goats.
Yeah.
What time of day do they get milk?
Around 5-ish.
Around 5-ish.
Yeah.
5 a.m. and 5 p.m.
5 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Yeah.
That seems like a long day.
That's a long day.
That's if you're lucky enough that you got no problems and everything works on schedule, which it don't always. It's busy days, but it's good. It's good. We're going to keep doing it.
Well, they look very happy. They look very contented.
That's a good word.
And they always look, goats always look smart, kind of, in a way. As I say, I grew up in a sheep farm, and they weren't always, they taste good. But
they're inquisitive. If they see something, they got to check it out. They got to know what's going on, right? You can have bad days at this as well as anything, right? But, you know, bad day in the farm is better than a good day where?
In the office.
In the office.
It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Thanks again. Good luck.
Thank you.
Sometimes in the evening, especially after a fine meal, I think about the many folks like Bill and Karen and their daughter Amanda who have set aside large chunks of their lives to pursue a passion that ends up feeding me. They struggle through business plans and financing schemes and regulatory mazes and the vagaries of crop and animal production to end up with essential and tasty products to sell. In the process, they also gain a sense of personal accomplishment. It's an amazing relationship, really. They work hard but find joy and fulfillment in their labor. I purchased their cheese, spared the toil of twice daily milking and cheese processing and crop production and cash flow juggling, and somehow, in a magical way, that exchange is seen as equitable. Consumers like me should thank our lucky stars every day, every meal.
We've been really amazed with the local support. Everybody has been supporting us. Everybody loves goats. They're so cute.
A lot of people, even a lot of the people with the dairy set up, like their goats are part of the family kind of deal, right? there's a lot of things, once you start to do something like this, you just got to do it.
Be patient, and be don't patient. Think it's going to happen overnight. My grandson led me to this as well when he was about two, and being in there with the goats, he absolutely loved it. And I thought, what an awesome place for our grandchildren to grow up. So when I retire, I'd like to be here more with the grandkids and doing a lot more farming and just being here and making cheese and doing other stuff.
This has been Fit to Eat, the Newfoundland Labrador Farm and Food Show. To listen to other episodes of this show or for more information, go to fittoeatnl.ca. The songs for today's show were The Lonely Goat Herd from The Sound of Music, sung by Julie Andrews and others, as well as The Rhythm of the Goat, performed here by The Navigators. The theme music, Cluckold Hen, was performed this week by a band called Banana Express. This is a production of Kitchen Table Communications. I'm Ivan Emke. Join me again next time. I'll be right here. Happy trails.
She's not always that smiley and happy.